Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, the Vikings, they created a little more stress than they needed to last night, but we do get the cover as they hang on for dear life against the Steelers. We hit our NHL play. We hit our NBA play. We go 4-3 for the third consecutive day in college basketball. The only negative is we missed our play of the day. So when the dust settled, we win $380.40. And now, hopefully, we can win again today. So let's get to the card. We're going to start in the FCS football playoffs. One game on the docket tonight. That is Montana, +7.5 at James Madison. So last week, we bet on both teams, and we cashed. JMU crushed Southeast Louisiana by 39. Montana won a shootout against Eastern Washington by 16. JMU has won 12 straight home playoff games. And they have a quarterback this year that has 37 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. So some amazing numbers there. They can move the football. But don't be fooled with Montana giving up 41 points last week to Eastern Washington. They have an excellent D. Outside of the games against Eastern Washington, only Cal State Sacramento has scored at least 20 points on the Grizzly D. The total in this one is only 45.5. This should be a touchdown game. So I'm going to take the Grizz +7.5 tonight at James Madison. Next up, we go to the NHL. We're on the frozen pond. We're going to play Las Vegas -1.5 over Philadelphia at a +105. So the Golden Knights are 9-5 at home. Last time out, they rallied to beat Dallas 5-4, but failed to cover for us. The Flyers, they are 4-6-2 on the road. Last time out, they lost to New Jersey 3-0. So the coaching change didn't spark the Flyers on Wednesday as they lost their 10th consecutive game. The Knights have won 3 straight and I expect them to make it 4 straight, extending the misery for the Flyer fans. We're going Vegas -1.5 at a +105 tonight. Next up, we go to the Association where we're going to play the Kings and the Hornets under 228.5. These two teams played at Sacramento back on November the 5th. The Kings crushed the Hornets 140-110 in that game. We tend to believe matchup number 2 is much different. So this time around, I'm going to take the under 228.5 with the Kings and the Hornets. Next up, we've got a college basketball where we're going to lead off with our play of the day. And it is going to be Louisville -8.5 over DePaul. So the Blue Demons are 7-1, 7-1 against the spread. The resume includes an upset win over Rutgers. That looks a little bit better today. A 4-point loss to Loyola and some soft but impressive wins. DePaul might need a map to find Louisville tonight because they've yet to play a road game this season. It's one thing to win at home. It's another to win on the road. And they might find that out tonight at the Yum Center. Louisville is 6-2 with losses to Furman and at Michigan State. They do have wins over North Carolina State, Maryland, and Mississippi State. I think people have written off Chris Mack's Cardinals a little early this year. I still like this team, and I expect them to cover the 7.5 tonight at home against the Blue Demons. Next up, we're going to play App State +7.5 at Furman. So Furman is 5-3 with a big upset win at Louisville to open the season. Their last 3 games have all been decided by 5 points or less. And this team has failed to cover in 5 straight games. Meanwhile, the Mountaineers, they're 3-4 this year, and they've covered 3 straight, including a 10-point win over Hartford last time out. I expect this to be another tight game, so I'm going to take the Mountaineers +7.5 tonight at Furman. Next up on the docket, it's an ugly one. It is IUPUI +8.5 at Tennessee State. So, folks, it's a small card, limited options. Tennessee State is 1-6, coming off an ugly 59-49 loss at Chicago State. IUPUI, well, not much better. They're 1-7, coming off a 78-45 pounding by Oakland. Tennessee State kept it close by losing only by 6 at Nebraska this year. IUPUI kept it close, losing by only 9 at Butler. So both teams have had a couple respectable performances, but the Jaguars have been held under 50 points 5 times already this season. They have no offense. This should be a low-scoring game, so I'm going to grab the 8.5. IUPUI plus 8.5 is the play at Tennessee State. Next up, we're going to play Brown plus 2.5 over Vermont. So I actually like this Vermont team, but the schedule has been unkind. They're 5-4 coming off a 10-point loss at Providence. Brown is red hot, 4 straight wins and covers. The Bears have upset Bradley, kept it within 7 against North Carolina, lost by 2 against Colorado. And you know what? I once read my kids the book, Brown Bear, Brown Bear. What do you see? Well, what I see is the Brown Bears plus 2.5 covering the number tonight. Next up, it is Loyola of Chicago, minus 4.5 at Vanderbilt. So the Ramblers are 7-2 with losses to Michigan State and Auburn. Last time out, they won at DePaul by 4. Vandy is 5-3, coming off back-to-back losses to SMU and Temple. I'm not sure what to make of the Vandy team, but I like this Rambler team. So I'm going to lay the 4.5 tonight on the road and go with Loyola. Next up, we go Cal State Northridge, plus 11 over North Dakota State. So North Dakota State has covered only once all season, and that was a 2-point loss at UNLV. Last time out, they lost by 19 at Montana State. For some reason, I thought Northridge could keep it close against Boise State this week, but boy, oh boy, I was wrong. Boise blitzed him at home by 26. They deserve a trip to North Dakota in December for that effort. I wish the game was outside, but it's not. I'm going to back them one more time, though, they're going against a team that can't cover. I like the Matadors, plus 11 at North Dakota State. Then your final game on the card today, we're going to play Murray State, plus 11 at Memphis. So the Racers are 5-1, winning 3 straight. They beat Middle Tennessee State, James Madison, and Long Beach State during that period. Memphis, meanwhile, they've lost 3 straight, and they played Iowa State, Georgia, and Ole Miss. So Penny will have Memphis ready tonight, but I think Murray State can score. So I'm going to take the Racers plus 11 to keep it interesting at Memphis. So let's recap your Friday card. In FCS playoff football, we're on Montana plus 7.5 over James Madison. On the Frozen Pond, we like Las Vegas minus 1.5 over Philadelphia at a plus 105. We're in the Kings and the Hornets in the NBA under the 228.5. In college basketball, our play of the day is Louisville, minus 7.5 over DePaul. We're also playing App State, plus 7.5 at Furman. We're playing IUPUI, plus 8.5 at Tennessee State. We're on the Brown Bears, plus 2.5 over Vermont. We're on Loyola of Chicago, minus 4.5 against Vandy. We like Cal State Northridge, plus 11 over North Dakota State. And we like the Racers of Murray State, plus 11 over Memphis. So that's your Friday card. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.